Good morning. I'm Dr. Alex Pierce, and today is Thursday of the third week in Advent, December 21st, 2023. Our lesson today is from Revelation 4:9 through 5:5. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are You, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created." Then I saw in the right hand of Him who was seated on the throne a scroll, written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that He can open the scroll and its seven seals." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For many people today, the language of faith connotes an unreasoned judgment about what is true, what it means to be religious, or perhaps it even brings to mind what we Christians believe, the faith. But faith is much more common and elusive than we tend to assume. We exercise faith in order to acknowledge history, to learn details from our childhood, and to trust that those we love want what is best for us. Faith is not reducible to feelings, nor is it simply a matter of belief, for example, that God exists. Faith involves our minds and hearts in trusting what we cannot see or prove. When it comes to what matters most, such trust is necessary for human knowing and loving. We believe so that we may know and love. Trust is difficult in a world filled with distractions, objects, and narratives competing for our attention, trust, and affections. The plots of these alternative stories, the good things disproportionately enjoyed, and destructive or disordered relationships draw us in. They shape the rhythms of our lives and reveal what we believe to be real, meaningful, and true. As with the Jews of first century Palestine, then, our lives and our loves are confronted by the divine word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, as we read in John 1:14. Even as we attempt to fix our eyes on Emmanuel, God with us, like Jesus' disciples in Gethsemane or amidst the crowds, we become sleepy and our attention is diverted. Out of the slumber of life in this world, Christ's advent then and now calls us to return to the glorious Christ child, remembering God's promise to be for us, sealed in Christ. The bridegroom for whom we wait is none other than the Christ child, Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. The one who is alone worthy of corporate, human, and angelic praise is our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we put our faith. As with Thomas, Jesus' doubting apostle, we are all susceptible to doubt. In receiving Jesus as the Lion and the Lamb who alone has the power to open the scroll and who alone is worthy of our worship, we trust God's promise to be for us, to be worthy above all of our fear, love, and trust. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, In your tender love towards us sinners, you have given us your Son, that believing in him, we might have everlasting life. Strengthen us by your Holy Spirit, that our faith in Christ may increase daily, and that we may remain steadfast in this faith to the end, and come to life everlasting. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.